Christ in Jesus' name. Father, I make the one Lord go before you, Lord, thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you all the praise, Lord, and Lord, Jesus. Thank you for Calvary, Lord. Lord, I ask the Lord tonight to remember the backslider, Lord, in Jesus' name. Say, Lord, you bring them in from the sound of the gospel. I ask this, Lord, in your precious name.
Amen. We'll try number 500 in the Redemption Hymn Book. God's abiding peace is in my heart today. It is mine, mine. We've lost her. We'll sing something. Matthew has disappeared. No, but well, give the books out there and we'll sing it. Ian, the books are in the kitchen there. Or Matthew. Didn't go. Number 500, Matthew.
Well,
God's abiding peace is in my heart today. In my soul today. Yes, I feel it now. Yes, I feel it now. He's taken all my doubts and fears away, though I cannot tell you.
Our theme shall be, we will let
Yeah. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one this evening. We do give everyone a very warm welcome in their service in the name of the Lord. And we just trust the Lord will bless each and every one tonight. And those that's listening in by way of internet or Facebook, the Lord bless you. And we just thank the Lord that we have another opportunity to gather in His name. Couple of different things I want to preach tonight, but you know, I've been studying on this as well, and just sitting here this morning, I just felt to share with you from Psalms 107 tonight. And I want to read from Psalms 107. You know, somebody had up on a site somewhere that his name wasn't called Jesus, really. And they had a whole big argument about it. And I didn't get involved in any of it, but I saw it. But you know, when the angel came to Mary, the angel said, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Amen.
For he shall save his people from their sin."
Glory. Amen.
And I tell you, his name is Jesus.
Amen.
And it is a name above every other name.
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
Great.
Psalms 107, verse 1 to 3, and you can read through all of this psalm as I share it with you tonight. I'm going to be really taking most of this psalm this evening for our service tonight. Let's read from verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Amen.
For his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Hallelujah.
And I want to take those two words tonight, say so. The enemy never wants you to say a word, but the Lord wants you to say so.
Amen.
Our brother Edward said so this morning.
Amen.
He testified how the Lord healed him. He said so.
Hallelujah.
And we are to say so. God wants us
Amen.
To say so. Who hath redeemed us from the hand of the enemy, and gather them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. And if you have a need tonight, you can raise your hand up to the Lord. And anyone listening in, if you have a need as well, God can touch you
Amen.
Where you are this evening. Father in heaven, we thank thee tonight for the name of Jesus. For it is a name that is afar above every other name.
Hallelujah.
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Amen.
And every tongue shall confess
Jesus.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank thee this evening. Neither is there salvation in any other name. For there's no other name given under heaven.
Hallelujah.
Whereby man must be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I would ask this evening that thou would close us in with thyself tonight. I pray for every hand that's raised in this room
Thank
and online this evening.
Hallelujah.
That thou would indeed bless them and right. meet their need and touch them
Lord.
And heal them and save them in Jesus Christ's
Hallelujah.
Name. May your people be encouraged
Amen.
And may they be strengthened and may they see that the Lord wants us to praise him and to thank him for all he's done for each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you tonight for saving our souls.
Amen.
We thank you for many of us have healed and filled with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, I now take the Holy Spirit to help me. And I thank you that you do. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated tonight. Praise God. I think I maybe first preached from this Psalms in Australia at Brother Brian Freeburn's church. But I was gripped by this verse one day, say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. God wants us to talk about his redemption.
Amen.
God wants us to tell others about it. We are a privileged and a blessed people tonight when we're saved. And when we're serving the Lord, we can say so. Praise God. Let me read you what the great C.H. Spurgeon said. Wherever others may think or say the redemption The redeemed have an overwhelming reasons for declaring the goodness of the Lord. Theirs is a peculiar redemption, and for it they ought to render peculiar praise. The Redeemer is so glorious, the ransom price so immense, and the redemption so complete that they are under sevenfold obligation to give thanks unto the Lord and to exhort others to do so. Let them not only feel so, but say so.
Amen.
Let them sing unto the Lord, whom we have redeemed from the hand of the enemy, snatched by the superior power away from the fierce oppositions they once were held by and bound by. Are bound above all men to adore the Lord, those that have been liberated and set free. Praise God for the liberated. There is divine redemption. He has redeemed them, and no one else has done it. His own unaided arm has wrought our deliverance. Should not emancipated slaves be grateful to the hand which set them free? What gratitude can suffice for a deliverance from the power of sin and death and hell? In heaven itself, there's no sweeter hymn than that whose burden is, "Thou hast redeemed us unto God by thy blood."
Amen.
I think that's wonderful tonight. You know, the Bible says, "Who rejoiced the most? But him that was delivered from much." And I tell you, if you ever hear a drug addict's testimony, they're glad they're saved. If you ever hear a dynamite's testimony, they're glad they have a roof over their head. And God wants us as his people to praise him.
Amen.
Because he has redeemed us. Not only he saved us, but he's translated us, the word of God says, into the kingdom of his dear Son, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord has wrought this work in our hearts and in our lives. No man has done it but the Lord. No man could do it but the Lord. Every man would fail. But Jesus Christ wears the victor's crown. He's the one that conquered death, hell, and the grave.
Glory.
We heard this morning. He said, "Behold, I was dead and I'm alive forevermore."
Amen.
And have the keys of death, hell, and the grave.
Right.
Jesus conquered the devil for me and you.
Glory.
The Bible goes further. It says, "For this reason." For this reason was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
I want us to see four great redemption stories here tonight from this book of Psalms. And if I don't get time to go through them all, I won't worry about it. But we'll just go as the Lord leads us. Praise God. We see stories how God helped people to find a way in the wilderness, in the desert. Those that were starving, the Lord fed them, and the Lord watered them, and the Lord rescued them. Praise God. When you look at the children of Israel, when they had no water and they had no food, God rained fresh manna from heaven every single day for them, and they ate of it, and they drank water from the rock, so
Amen.
They didn't die with thirst. But the Lord wanted them to praise him.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now let's see how God helped the lost. Look at verse 4 and 7. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them, and they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to the city of habitation. When they were wandering in the wilderness, when they had no way, and they cried unto the Lord heard them. Same tonight, listen to me, man or woman that's listening in there, in this service. Maybe you think you're in the condition you're in a way and there's nothing can be done, but these people were in that condition. But once they cried unto the Lord heard them.
Amen.
And the Lord delivered them.
Hallelujah.
Out of their troubles and out of their fears. Praise God.
Amen.
And seeing that Jesus Christ, as Hebrews 13 verse 8, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
If he can deliver them then, he can deliver us now.
Amen.
Because he says in Malachi 3 verse 6, "I am the Lord thy God, I change not."
Amen.
He's the same tonight. So if he was fit to deliver these people, and Psalms 107 tells us about it, he's fit to deliver men and women tonight because he is the same and his power is the same. There's one thing you need to know about God. God's power is not like a glass of water or a bag of sweets that you eat that, you know, it finishes.
Right.
The power of God never diminishes. Amen. The power of God never wearies. It's like God's love. It is from everlasting to everlasting. His power is the same.
Hallelujah.
And when you read the book of Luke, and you read of a man that was crippled, that was, you know, they let him down through the roof. The Bible says the power of the Lord was present to heal.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, when there's faith in the word of God and in the name of Jesus Christ, the power of the Lord is always present to heal. Somebody says, we need to know and get it, but then you don't know the Bible.
Right.
If you think that you need to know and go and get it, you've never read the Bible. Because the psalmist David said, where shall we go from thy presence? If we go up to heaven, you're there. If we go down to hell, you're there. Amen. We cannot go from the presence of the Lord, for God's everywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Can you imagine these people, the condition and the total confusion, out lost in a desert, not knowing which way to turn, realizing every hour they were near death, every hour, but the Lord delivered them. Yet God, rich in mercy, helped them find a way to a place where the people, they found food and they found shelter and they found safety. He saved their lives.
Right.
We're in this service tonight, not because we decided to be in this service, not because we decided to turn over a new leaf or do something as a good year resolution, but we're in this service tonight because of the grace of God.
Amen.
It was God that sought you. It was God that sought me. It was God that found you. It was God that found you. No man seeks after God, but God seeks after man. And we know that from the book of Genesis, when God came down in the cool of the evening and he said, Adam, where are you? And he said, I hid myself. And he said, why did you hide yourself? He said, because I was naked. And you know the story, hid from the Lord, but the Lord came seeking him. And every one of us is naked in the eyes of God. We are naked, and we need the righteous clothing of the Lord Jesus Christ through the power of his blood to clothe us and clean us and purify us. And when we get saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, we receive new garments of righteousness, according to Romans 4, the imputation of the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They were redeemed by the Lord from their trouble. But now the psalmist shows what the appropriate response should be. Want you to hear this tonight. Mark it in your Bible, verse 8 and 9 of Psalms 107. Oh, that men wouldn't say a word about it. Keep very silent. You don't read that in my Bible. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness. God wants you to praise him. God wants you to praise him in the sanctuary. He wants you to come in praising him. He wants you to rise in the morning and give him thanks that you've seen another day. And thank God for it. Praise God. He wants you to praise him for his wonderful works for the children of man. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Say so. The Lord wants you to say so. He doesn't want you never to respond, but you need to respond to God. You need to respond, tell him in prayer. You need to respond, tell him in reading the word. You need to respond, tell him when the call of salvation goes out, you need to say, Lord, I'm coming.
Amen.
You need to respond to the Lord, and you need to say so.
Hallelujah.
God helped the prisoners become free again. Psalms 107, verse 10 to 16. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought them down, their heart with labor, and they fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bones in sunder. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness. So these men were in trouble. They were in irons. And I tell you, you don't know what it's like to be in irons, but if you've ever been in irons, you know what it's like. You know, Jack Cole says it, and I know I often mention it, but Jack Cole said to the congregation, who's glad you're here, not in jail, and the whole lot never responded.
Amen.
And he said, when then you should have went to jail for a spell. But I'm telling you, if you've ever heard the steel door closing at night and the big key that used to lock it and the crumbling old jail, you'd be glad you're out of it, I can assure you. You'll be glad you're not in jail. Maybe you were, you said, but brother, I was never in jail. But maybe you were in a jail before you were saved. In a jail and bound to the devil and bound by a price and a low price and a deep price. But Jesus set you free.
Glory.
And because the Lord brought you out of that jailhouse and he broke the bonds of alcohol and drug addiction and sex addiction and all them different things, he broke it over your life and over your body. You should delight and praise the name of the Lord tonight.
Right.
You should give thanks unto the Lord.
Right.
You know, pornography's ruling the world today. And they say during this lockdown that pornography has increased in homes and in lives all over the world today. And it's a big problem today. And because of the media and the internet and all these things, the devil wants to get his message out, just like God wants to get his message out. And I tell you, there's deliverance in the house of God.
Amen. That's right.
Praise God. And I tell you, many a man that was bound with alcohol and drink, and you know, people say, oh, we couldn't use real communion. You hear so much today, we couldn't use real communion. We have alcohols. Alcoholics in our church, well, they shouldn't be. Because my Bible says, new creatures in Christ Jesus. They might have been an alcoholic once, but if they're saved and they're born again, you can no longer call them an alcoholic. They're a child of the King. They're born again in the Spirit of God. They're new creatures in Christ Jesus. And the guys say, get them the wine and it'll test whether they're saved or not. Amen. It shouldn't affect them, praise God. But I tell you, there's something to give God thanks about.
Amen.
Thanks about when you know control. Many people, many of us have no control of the things we've done. They dominated us, they ruled us, they darkened us. But when Jesus came in, he broke the power of the enemy and he set us free from our jail cells.
Glory.
And he wants us to praise him and magnify his name. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord.
Amen.
In case they were in prison because of their rebellion against God, God allowed them to be brought into slavery to humble them. And in the condition they had no one to help them. Yet God, rich in mercy, God allowed it to happen. But God, rich in mercy, when they cry unto him. A brother prayed for the backslider tonight in this service. And I want to tell you online, maybe the backslider listening tonight. I want to tell you, maybe you're in a condition and you're away from God. But if you'll do what these people did in this Bible, the result they had will be the result you'll have.
Yeah.
If you will call upon the Lord tonight, the Lord will restore you. He'll restore the joy of your salvation.
Hallelujah.
And he'll bring it back into fellowship with himself.
Amen.
And then you can praise the name of the Lord for
it. Glory.
Hallelujah. The word of God says God is forever married to the backslider. The psalmist even cried unto the Lord and he said, Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Every one of us
Amen.
Needs joy tonight.
Faith.
Oh, that God would give all of us a bit of joy.
Hallelujah.
So that we would have a glad face instead of a sad face. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My Bible says when Philip went down to the city of Samaria and he preached his denomination, you don't read that. He preached Jesus Christ unto them. And the word of God says, unclean spirits come out of many, crying out with loud voices. And the word of God says there was great joy in the city. They were glad they were saved. Hallelujah. Glad they were saved. Glad they were no longer in bondage. Glad they were saved. Glad they could go to their bed at night and rest in peace. Glad their conscience didn't trouble them no more over the sins of their past. But as we heard it prayed in the service this morning, our sins are gone, praise God. Washed away into the sea of God's forgetfulness. No longer to be remembered against any one of us anymore. Thank God for the power of the blood of Jesus. Say so.
Amen.
The devil's no hold on you tonight. You're a child of the King. You're redeemed.
Glory.
By the blood of Jesus Christ, you should say so.
Amen.
You should tell the devil you're the Lord's. You should say, I'm the Lord's, I'm not yours. Get off this property. Trespass no more. This is God's dwelling place. For the word of God says your body's a temple of the Holy Spirit. Get the devil to go out of it. Hallelujah. Whether sickness or disease, tell him to get going. Pack up and go in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And let the health that springeth from the navel and strength to the bones come into your body tonight. For the word of God says, beloved, I wish you of all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul does prosper. That's God's word. Say so.
Amen. Amen.
Say, I thank you, Lord, you've saved me. I thank you, Lord, you've healed me. I thank you, Lord, you've delivered me by your mighty power. Thank you, Jesus. Say so.
That's right.
Tell them about it.
Amen.
Praise his lovely name. Hallelujah. Look at verse 15. Oh, that man would praise him for his goodness.
Amen.
Say so. God helped those afflicted with disease, and he healed them. Psalms 107, verse 17 to 22. I'm excited.
Glory. Amen.
Does the Word of God excite you? After 30 years of preaching the gospel, the Word of God still thrills me and blesses me and excites me.
Amen.
That's what the Word of God does for you. I'll tell you, the old cigarettes will dry up, and the old drink, it can all, you know, the old writer said, I tried the broken cisterns, Lord, but all the waters fail. But as I stoop to drink, they mock me and I will. But one day I got a drink of the living water.
Amen.
And I never thirsted again. No, never thirst again.
Hallelujah.
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 Verse 17, fools, because of the transgression and because of the iniquities are afflicted. Their soul abhor of all manner of meat and draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distress.
Glory.
I tell you, even these is people that's away from God. These is people that's away from God, away from the things of God. But if they'll turn unto the Lord will save them. There's mercy here in this message tonight.
Amen.
I tell you, God can save anybody.
That's right.
From the lowest to the highest, from the smallest to the tallest,
yes.
God can save. Red and yellow, black and white, all is precious in his sight. Jesus loves the whole world. God so loved the world. John 3:16. What about verse 17? God sent not a son into the world to condemn the world.
Amen.
But that the world through him might be saved. It's false to preach that God hates sinners. That's not true. God hates sin, but he loves the sinner.
Amen.
God hates sin, but he loves the sinner. God loves you tonight. Even though you're not saved, the Lord loves you. And Jesus died for you on the cross.
Hallelujah.
And he wants to save you and deliver you and set you free by the power of his blood.
Amen. Free indeed.
Oh, thank God tonight. Look at verse 20. He sent his word and he healed them. And delivered them from their troubles. Look who he healed. Oh, you need to read this again. I want you to really get this. Go back to verse 17. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities are afflicted, their soul abhor of all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death, almost dead, and they were fools. Verse 19. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distress, and he doesn't just save, but he heals.
Amen.
He's a Savior, he's a healer, he's a baptizer in the Holy Ghost, and he's a coming King.
Glory.
Four-star gospels of truth.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, I'm going to read verse 20 again. He sent his word.
Right.
That's for the fool and repentant.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the man and woman that's afflicted, that was away from God, but when they turned back to God, there was mercy found. Mercy found when they were saved, then the Lord sent his word and he healed them. Thank God his word's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank God for the power of his word. Jeremiah said that God watches over his word to perform it and to bring it to pass. He keeps an eye on his own word. God didn't say to you, you watch it and you bring it to pass. God says, I'll watch it and I'll bring it to pass. All you do is believe it and thank the Lord for it and say so.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
He sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness. What's it say in your Bible? Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness. I tell you, this is a chapter of praising God. Psalms 107 is a chapter of praising God.
Amen.
It's a chapter of giving God thanks. It's showing you the backslider. It's showing you the afflicted. And every time they'll come and call on the Lord, he'll save them and deliver them and heal them by his word.
Glory.
Thank God. It's a message of hope tonight, isn't it?
Right.
Verse 21, all that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving. God wants us to come into the church and sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
He wants you to praise him when you don't feel like it, or look like it, or act like it. He wants you to get your hands up and praise the name of Jesus Christ, because he saved you and delivered you. And you should praise him for it.
Amen.
I tell you, where would we have been tonight if it hadn't been for the Lord? Oh, I thank God tonight he saved me. There's men I chum with and they're in the grave. There's a fellow I chum with, I slept in his house many tonight, and he's in the grave tonight. Shut down. And in the grave. Another big fellow I chum with, and he's in the grave tonight, killed him a murder bite. Many of them are dead and in the grave, only in their 50s, but they're already gone. They're gone from this life. The Bible says our life is like the grass that cometh up for a while and it withereth away. That's the glory of man and it's no more.
That's right.
But thank God for the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the glory of God. Thank God that he sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, into this world to seek and to save lost men.
Hallelujah.
Thank God there's a message of hope tonight.
Amen.
Even if you're down, even if you're sick, you're out.
Yep.
I tell you, Jesus can lift you up on your feet.
Amen.
He can deliver you. He can set you free.
Glory.
He can save you and heal you and fill you with the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
He's real tonight. Say so.
Amen.
Give thanks unto the Lord. Tell your neighbor, tell your friend about Jesus.
Amen.
Tell him that you've got someone that's greater than anything.
Glory.
It's Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God tonight for it. In case again sin was a problem, they are called fools because they had rejected God's wisdom. They did their own will and their own thing. Many of us, many times, have went our own way. You know, we used to have a dog called Rex. And you see, Rex, when he decided he was going out, he went down the road with a head down. And you could call him as much as you wanted, he kept on going. And many times we're like that. You see, you don't beat the sheep, you lead the sheep. Amen. You don't put a noose in the sheep's mouth and pull them round. The sheep is led. The shepherd leads the sheep.
Amen.
But sometimes them sheep will go astray and they'll break into the bypass meadows. They'll go into somewhere that they're not meant to be. But the Bible says he left the 99. He left the 99 and he went for the one lost sheep. Jesus Christ left the glory and splendor of heaven above. And he went the whole way to Calvary to save you and to save me. He loved you tonight. And his love is eternal. It's everlasting. It's unbounding. It's unmeasurable. So high you can't get over it. So low you can't get under it. So wide you can't get around it. That's the love of God for you tonight. Maybe in a relationship you think he doesn't love you this week like last week, or vice versa, but God's love remains the same. God is love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the word of God. The Bible calls God love.
Amen.
And his love never fails. Psalms 107 verse 21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works. Say so. Praise God. Say so. Look how God helped the perishing and saved them. Look at verse 23. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep, for he commandeth and raiseth up the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven and go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of the trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and at their wits' end. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and bringeth them out of their distress. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves are off or still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven.
Amen.
I tell you, maybe you're in this service tonight. Maybe you're listening in this broadcast tonight. Maybe you're in a storm. Maybe you think your ship's gone through a storm that it's never faced before. Maybe you're going through a storm tonight and the winds are raging and the seas are blowing and you've been tossed in every road and every direction and you're like these people in the book of Psalms. You're at your wit's end. But I have good news for you tonight.
Glory.
If you'll do what they did,
Hallelujah.
God will do what he did then. He'll do it right now.
Every time.
They called upon the Lord in the wit's end. They had no other way to go. They'd all hope was gone. All everything was perishing, they thought. But when they cried upon the Lord, he calmed the sea. And he calmed the storm. And he brought them to their desired haven.
Amen.
Maybe you think, I'm not going to make it, Pastor. Maybe you're saying tonight, I'm never going to make it. It's too hard. It's too difficult. But the word of God's here to encourage you tonight. And the word of God is saying, if you'll cry unto the Lord, he'll bring you to your desired haven. He is able to keep that which you have committed unto him against that day. The only true wise God, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Say so.
Amen.
Tell the Lord, I thank you, Lord, you're going to take me on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you brought me this far.
Amen.
You're going to take me on. Hallelujah. God has good things for you. God has good thoughts for you.
Hallelujah.
God has plans for you way above what you could think or even ask.
Amen.
The Bible says he's prepared for us a special place. He was 6 days at making this earth, and he's been 2,000 years away to prepare a place for us that love him who they're called according to his promise. Praise God.
Amen.
And he's coming for us again. Jesus is coming again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the promise of Jesus Christ. I'm going away, but I will come again unto you and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus is coming again. He's coming for you, brother. He's coming for you, sister. I tell you, all the loved ones that went on before, we're going to meet them. We're going to meet them. God's prepared a place far above what eye has ever seen, or ear has ever heard, or tongue can ever say. God has prepared a place far above what we could ever think or ask. A place called heaven. And a place called home. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. And where I am, there you may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, John 14.
That's right.
And if I go away, I will come again.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And he went away, but he's coming again. And while we're waiting on the physical return of Jesus, the Holy Spirit's here to do what the Bible says in the book of Acts. All that Jesus began, the Holy Ghost continues. We're to continue the work by the Holy Spirit. We can't do it on our own. We need the Lord. And the Holy Spirit sent to help us and to guide us. As you read this story, we can feel the desperation of a ship and its crew as they find themselves in a great storm of the sea. They're at their wits' end. They call out to the Lord and he calmed the storm and gave them safe harbor. They too were redeemed by the Lord from their trouble. But now what does the psalmist David tell them to do? What he tells them to do, he's telling us to do in Psalms, verse 31, 32 of Psalm 107. Oh, that man would praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord for his goodness
Jesus.
And for his wonderful works
Amen.
To the children of man.
Amen.
He wants us to praise him.
Hallelujah.
Let them exult also in the congregation of the people and praise him
Glory.
In the assembly of the elders.
Amen.
The congregation needs to praise him. The elders need to praise him.
Amen.
I need to praise him.
Amen.
You need to praise him. Everybody in the Bible says here need to praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's right.
You say have nothing to save God for. If you go back in your life, you have.
Glory.
God saved you. You might think it wasn't a big job, but I'll tell you, nobody else could do it.
Right.
Nobody else could do it, only the Lord. And the Lord done it. He saved you.
Amen.
Paul said, chiefest of sinners was I. Says whereof I have nothing to glory, save only in the cross of Jesus Christ. I was the chiefest of sinners, but God saved them. And I tell you, God has saved you tonight. If you're listening in and you're not saved, you can be saved tonight by calling upon
Amen.
The name of the Lord.
Amen.
Loving kindness, founded upon the justice of God. Now as the psalmist thinks about the loving kindness of the Lord, he understands that it is also founded upon the justice of God. He can reverse the circumstances of the wicked and the righteous. God can reverse the circumstances of the wicked and the righteous. When you read of Nebuchadnezzar, you could see that. You know that man eat grass like an oxen, but you know he eventually turned to God. God delivered him. Isn't that right? And he praised the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, when you look at people and you say there's no hope for them, I tell you there's always hope with the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. There's hope for everyone
That's
with
right.
Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hope. Romans says, make it not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given on us, chapter 5 of Romans. Psalms 33. Look at this. 107 verse 33. He turneth the rivers into the wilderness and the water springs into dry ground. A fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into standing water and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, and they may prepare a city of habitation. And sow the fields or plant vineyards, which may yield fruit and increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffer not their cattle to decrease. I tell you, Brother mentioned Israel this morning. They're doing that in the desert right now.
That's right.
They're doing that very thing what I just read. God's done it. Amen. But I'm showing you from the Psalms tonight, even if God has brought something upon people because of the rebellion, and the Bible says God will judge a nation. Amen. We heard this morning of the sin of the nation. And God will judge a nation. But don't forget the word of God. The word of God said that my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and fast and pray, they will hear from heaven. And I, the Lord, will forgive their sins and bless them.
Amen.
Amen. And I tell you tonight, we need to be calling upon the Lord and giving thanks unto the name of the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He can humble and he can exalt the humble. Those that's lofty and think they're high up, God can bring down. The Bible says, let him that standeth take heed lest he fall. Amen. And the lowly, God can lift them up.
Amen.
That's our God. God can take a nobody and make him a somebody. And the Bible says God takes the foolish things of this world to confound the mighty. The things that are not, God can take that tonight. Maybe you're listening in and the devil's told you you're nobody. Maybe you think you're nobody, but I want to tell you, Jesus Christ is everybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is everybody. And if you'll get the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll have somebody that is a somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, I like what old Joseph Smith said years ago, an Elam pastor from many years ago. When I heard him, I was a young man and he was an old man. But he said this, and I often say it, I'm going to say it again. He said that Moses was 40 years learning to be an Egyptian. And he said he was the next 40 years on the backside of the desert learning how to herd sheep. And then he said it was the next 40 years learning that God was everybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 40 years in Egypt, 40 years in the backside of the desert. But when God met Moses at 80 years of age, at the Mount Sinai, the burning bush, and God sent him. And Moses said, who will I say sent me? He said, I am.
Amen.
I am that I am. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord thy God. I change not. Tell him, I am have sent you. And Moses went down to the children of Israel, and they were in bondage, for they had been crying to the Lord for a deliverer. And God sent them a deliverer, praise God.
Amen.
A mighty prophet of God in the form of Moses.
Hallelujah.
And Moses came with a message from God, and Moses came with the power of God. And God brought them people like my Bible says. God brought them like with a strong hand. And my Bible says there wasn't one feeble one amongst them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He went further than that.
Glory.
I said he went further than that. For 40 years, people always take the negative. 40 years wondering. 40 years wasted. I've heard so many sermons that they should have been 40 days or 40 years. And every preacher you ever hears takes the negative part. But what about the positive part of the 40 years? What's positive? Let me tell you. For 40 years, they never needed another pair of shoes. The shoes they started with were still on their feet. For their shoes and their clothes wasted not for 40 years. Hallelujah. For 40 years, God preserved them. For 40 years, God fed them. For 40 years, God watered them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if God can water a multitude, and God can feed a multitude, and God can keep supernaturally the clothes upon their body and the shoes upon their feet, what can God do for you tonight?
Amen.
His power's unchanged. Say so.
Amen.
Say so. Say, I believe it, Lord.
Yeah.
What you've done
Amen.
For them, you can do for me. Say it, oh, Lord.
Amen.
What you've done for them, you can do for me. Say it tonight. Say so. Thank the Lord for it.
Amen.
I remember this testimony. I read Billy Bray's testimony. My, if you ever want to read a testimony, read Billy Bray's testimony. And Brother Keith, a few days ago, put a little clip up of Billy Bray's testimony in one of the sites, a wonderful clip of his testimony. I remember reading Billy Bray's testimony. I was going to England to preach for Pastor John Noble. And I remember I had a pair of shoes on and there's holes in them. And there's holes in my socks. And I'm very little. And I sit in the airport and I was reading Billy Bray's testimony. And Billy Bray told God, he said, if the knees ever go out of these trousers, I'll quit. Because if you've called me, you can keep me. And I sit in the airport and I was reading this and I was thinking and I was praying. And I said, Lord, if you could keep Billy Bray's trousers, surely you could get me a pair of shoes and a pair of socks. And someone struck me, I thanked the Lord for it. And I got to England and Pastor Noble lifted me at the airport. And he said, Brother Tom, if you don't mind, we want to go shopping. Me and Sister Hazel, would you come along? And I said, sure, brother. And we went down to the shops and they got their groceries. And they said, now we're going to a shoe shop. And we get into a shoe shop. And he said, pick a pair of shoes. Because this morning when I was praying, God told me to buy you a pair of shoes.
Amen.
Praise God. And he bought me a brand new pair of black brogue shoes. And I got back to the flat for this day. And I was in the flat and a brother came to the flat. Brother John Mannix came to the flat. And John Mannix said, brother, I have something for you. He said, it's very simple. It's not very much, but this morning when I was praying, God told me to give you this. And he gave me a parcel and I opened it. And there was three pairs of brand new socks.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And you know, I wanted a camera. And I had no money for a camera. And John Noble took a brochure out. And he showed me the brochure. And he said, Brother Tom, if you were to pick a camera and that brochure, which camera would it be? And I pointed at the middle camera and I said, that camera. And he took his other hand from his back with that very camera. And he said, God told me to get you that as well.
Amen.
Now that's a man that people ridicule. Because a man falls in sin, don't forget God can forgive him and God can restore him.
Absolutely. Amen.
And people that ridiculed that man, never once did any of them ever hear a word from the Lord in the morning and come to me and tell me it, not once.
Too selfish. That's right.
But I tell you, the Bible says God can exalt.
Glory!
And God can humble. Hallelujah. And blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And let's not forget this tonight.
Amen.
You know, when people said to me, there's a preacher and we wouldn't have him in our congregation and we wouldn't have him preach. And I went and fasted and prayed and sought the Lord. And I said, Lord, what am I going to do about this? You know, God told me from the book of Acts, a sheet come down before Peter with all unclean things on it. And the voice said, Peter, take and eat. And he said, not so, Lord. I've never taken anything common or unclean. And the voice said, don't call what I've cleansed common or unclean.
Amen.
I want to tell you in this service tonight, and you that's listening in, the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin.
Amen.
Did you hear me tonight?
Amen.
The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin.
Amen.
And God can restore a backslider. I don't care how deep in sin they've went or how dark in sin they've went. Even a homosexual can be delivered and set free by the power of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God can do it.
Right.
He's able to do it. Thank God he can do it.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin.
Glory.
I tell you, God didn't just hear Billy Bray, but he heard me when I prayed and I was a nobody. Not that Billy Bray was anybody. See, have you ever set a man up? I don't care who a man is. If you set a man up to be something, you'd better watch out.
100%.
Because God will give his glory to no other.
Right. Amen.
God says, I want all the glory.
Hallelujah.
I will not give my glory to another.
That's right. That's
he
right.
Wants us to praise him.
100%.
He doesn't want us to praise the pastor or some other preacher. He wants us to praise him.
Amen.
If God's healed you, praise the Lord. If God saved you, praise the Lord. He might have used a man or somebody to do it, to use, but it's God that must get all the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
My glory I will not give to another.
Not a chance.
And I tell you, if we ever think we are something and our brother's nothing, our hearts are not right, straight there.
100%.
Amen. The Word of God says we should esteem our brother before ourselves.
Amen.
That's the Bible. And I tell you, my friend, the Lord loves you tonight. Brother and sister, God loves you.
Amen. Absolutely.
And even those people, they fell away from God. The Bible called them fools. But yet when they turned to the Lord, he saved them and he delivered them.
Amen.
God can save. Maybe you know somebody that said they've never conceived yet, and you often hear people say they haven't conceived all these years, they'll not conceive now. How do you know? You're not God. They still might conceive. I'd rather believe they still might conceive than believe they're going to be lost. Would you not? Right. Which takes the most faith? I tell you, it's not God's will that any should perish.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Again, they were menaced and brought low through oppression and affliction and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes and causeth them to wander in wildernesses where there's no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction and maketh his families like a flock. Verse 39 and 42. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth and exhortation and consider the loving kindness of the Lord. I tell you, God's able to do it. Amen? Amen? God is able to do it. Aren't you glad that Jesus is your man?
Amen.
Are you hearing me tonight?
All right.
Amen. Aren't you glad you don't have to go to some fella and see what he thinks?
That's right.
But you can go to Jesus and see what he thinks.
Amen.
And when a fella says we shouldn't use the name of Jesus, and my Bible tells me that they put stripes on the disciples, they beat them, and they forbid them to speak in the name of Jesus, and they say, whether it please you or man, we will preach and speak in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I tell you, the devil doesn't like the name of Jesus. But the name of Jesus is a name above all names. Verse 43, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Are you wise tonight to observe these things? You will understand the loving kindness of the Lord. If one is truly wise, he will learn the lesson taught by these examples and God's response to them. Let's look at these lessons. Lessons to be learned from the psalm of delivering his people. Though they may suffer trouble even by their own reasons, yet when they call on the Lord, he'll deliver them. You ever done something and you were sorry you done it? I have. You ever said something and you were sorry you said it? I have. I'm telling you that. Maybe you never have done that, but I have. And Paul the Apostle said, the things I desire to do, I find myself not doing. But there's mercy with the Lord.
Amen.
My friend, this evening, there's mercy with the Lord. The Lord loves you tonight. Hallelujah.
That's right.
There's mercy with the Lord. Amen. Lessons to be learned from the psalmist. Many times trouble just seems to come to some people. Many times it's because of sin and rebellion against the will of God. In either case, we need to humble ourselves before God and cry out for his deliverance.
Amen.
We have saw here, even when it is man's own doing that trouble comes, sometimes God used circumstances to humble us. He does it. And cause us to seek him and call upon his lovely name. God, rich in mercy, will deliver all that call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Psalms 50 verse 15. Call upon me in the time of trouble, and I shall deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Won't you say so?
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I'm closing in a moment. Throughout the psalmist extols the goodness or the loving kindness of the Lord. This Old Testament word means his gracious love for mankind. That's what it means. The loving kindness of the Lord means his gracious love for mankind. God's love is gracious to mankind. Many times we can look at people and say, look at her, look at him. Look at yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
100%.
I know a woman one time, and didn't matter what church she went to, the pastor was wrong and she was right. And everywhere she went, she fell out with every single pastor I know. Just coming out of service one night, she's at one of our meetings, and I stopped her, and I don't care if she hears this, but I'm telling her again. I said, sister, there's one problem. Why all this has happened? And she said, what is it, brother? I said, tomorrow morning when you look in the mirror, that's all the trouble you'll have. Looking straight back at you. And if you can get that trouble sorted, everything will be all right. And I tell you, that's the same for every single one of us. We needn't go to sort our brother out or sort our sister out. Can we sort ourselves out?
Amen.
We need to humble ourselves before God. Every one of us need to humble ourselves before God and esteem a brother and a sister above
Amen.
Ourselves.
Amen. All right. Hallelujah.
Amen. And if there's something wrong with a brother, pray for him. Or a sister, pray for him. Lift him up in prayer before God.
Amen. At the closet.
And if you think the pastor needs more fire, get on your knees and pray that God will fill him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I do need more fire. I want more fire. Never can get enough.
Amen.
Praise God. Do you believe it tonight? Say so. Say, I believe it, Lord. Hallelujah. So many times we want God when we're in trouble. Then God helps us. So often we go back to our old ways again. We're taught by the psalmist to offer a sacrifice of praise unto the Lord. Sacrifice of praise. How many times has God touched people and they forget about it after a few days? And they go back to their old ways. God wants us to praise him. Look at verse 22 again. And let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare the works with rejoicing.
Amen.
Say so. Are you saved? Say so.
Hallelujah.
Are you healed? Say so.
Thank you, Jesus.
Like your brother said this morning. You know, a brother came and he testified. And I know other people in our own services that's been healed and they never said a word about it. It was top secret. You know, when God does something for you, you should testify to them.
Hallelujah.
Tell others about it.
Right.
The Bible said, if you confess me before man, I will confess you before my Father in heaven. And somebody's testimony can help somebody else.
Right.
And give them courage and give them faith to believe for their healing.
Right.
Thank God tonight for the power to save and the power to heal. Jesus Christ has never changed. He's the same yesterday and forever. Let's stand our feet tonight.
Amen.
God bless each one. You've listened well. I know everybody, as far as I know, is saved in this room. If you're watching in tonight and you're not saved, or you're backslidden, and you say, but Brother Tom, you don't realize how far down I am. But my friend, you don't realize how far up Jesus is. And yet he'll sweep down and reach you where you are.
Absolutely.
Jesus will take you as you are. Come as you are. The Lord will receive you tonight. The Word of God says, it shall come to pass on the last day, saith God, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
My friend, if you're not saved tonight or you're backslidden, will you come back to Christ tonight?
Thank you, Jesus.
Will you call upon the Lord tonight? You've saw from Psalms 107. Read this scripture this week. Read it in your home. Read it in your work, wherever you have time. If you can play it on your phone or an application, play it and hear the Word of God. It will bless you and do you good. This psalmist here is an example of those that got away from God. But when they called on the Lord, he delivered them and helped them.
Hallelujah.
Let us bow our heads tonight. Heavenly Father, we just thank you this evening for your precious word of truth. Say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Lord, we're glad you've redeemed us tonight by the blood of Jesus. Father, I pray for every man and every woman in this room and those listening in tonight, those that are not saved, give them the sign of grace and bring them to the saving knowledge of the truth,
Jesus.
In Jesus Christ's name. Father, I ask for those, even in our own families,
yeah,
and friends represented in this service and listening in tonight, that need a miracle from heaven. Lord, I pray that you'll stretch your mighty arm forth with signs and with wonders and miracles. In the name of thy holy child, Jesus, heal that man, heal that woman, heal that boy, heal that girl.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name. Lord, I ask that you'll bless your own people tonight. Give them courage and give them strength and the joy of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Fill us afresh, everyone, with your joy this evening. Bless our brother Mark as he comes, and Sister Alva, she plays the organ.
Amen.
Bless those that's away tonight, Amen. Lord. Bless those that couldn't make it tonight. Bless the nurses. Bless the doctors. Keep them safe.
Amen.
And I pray for all the children in this room and that's representative to men and women in this room tonight. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus upon every one of them.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Keep them safe from the wiles of the enemy and watch over them. In the name of the Lord I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless each one of you. Brother Mark calls.
Amen. Well, if that would draw me near, and I know, Lord, hear thy voice. Until thy love to me, for thy long to rise in the arms of thee, be closer unto thee.